And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get going for you right now. Kayla Beth Brianna McCormick appeared in court today for her arraignment on charges of facing felony and misdemeanor charges following an incident earlier this week. Prosecutors alleged on August 19th, McCormick assaulted, resisted, or obstructed a police officer. She also faces misdemeanor counts of assault and battery against Officer Davis and domestic violence against her daughter and stepdaughter. The court set bond at $6,000, 10%. As a condition of her release, McCormick must have no contact with Officer Davis and her stepdaughter. The judge also ordered that any contact with her daughter must be supervised. McCormick will be represented by court-appointed counsel Dallas Rooney going forward. Her next court appearance, a probable cause conference, is scheduled for August 27th, followed by a preliminary examination on September 4th. And a St. Clair County man is facing multiple criminal charges after an investigation that began with cyber tips involving suspected child exploitation. Michigan State Police say 42-year-old Christopher Robert Stewart of Marine City was arrested after investigators executed a search warrant at his home and seized digital evidence. Police say the investigation began after multiple tips were received from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Stewart is charged with one count of aggravated child sexually abusive activity involving alleged distribution or promotion, three counts of possessing aggravated child sexually abusive material, and two counts of accosting children for immoral purposes. He also faces one count of distributing obscene material to children and seven counts of using a computer to commit a crime. The allegations remain criminal charges, and Stewart is presumed innocent unless proven guilty in court. If convicted, however, he could face a lengthy prison sentence. And federal officials say nine people taken into custody during an immigration enforcement operation in Saginaw Township last month have since left the United States. According to the Department of Homeland Security, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, they arrested the nine individuals on July 25th. DHS say all nine later accepted voluntary departure and have now been removed from the country. The individuals had been working on a fiber optic cable installation project in Saginaw Township when ICE had made the arrests. The enforcement action drew public attention and prompted several protests in Saginaw County. DHS has previously said the federal government is offering some people who are in the country without legal authorization financial assistance and a flight if they voluntarily leave the United States. Federal officials say voluntary departure can provide a potential path for individuals to seek legal entry into the country in the future. And we will be right back after these brief public service announcements.
Port Austin Friends of the Arts will host Art in the Park on Saturday and Sunday, September 5th and 6th, 2026, at Gela Park in Port Austin, Michigan, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Over 40 juried artists will display their works of art. Enjoy live music 11 to 2 both days, jazz on Saturday by the Detroit Social Club, and top 40s and more on Sunday by Lexington's Boys of Summer. Food concessions, fun, and more. Labor Day weekend in Port Austin. For more information, visit PA Friends of the Arts on Facebook.
Whether you like to fish and eat what you catch, or enjoy buying locally caught fish from the market or restaurant, Michigan has great fishing. However, some fish may have higher levels of chemicals in them that can build up in our bodies and cause health problems when we eat the fish. Learn how to navigate the waters and choose fish lower in chemicals. Get the Eat Safe Fish guides at michigan.gov/eatsafefish. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. And speaking of obituaries, we have none to report at this time.